From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Senate faces its first test vote on health care. The Democrats need 60 votes to send an overhaul bill to the floor for debate. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada criticized GOP attempts at a filibuster.
All we're asking today is have a debate on it. I mean, why would anyone be afraid in the greatest debating society supposedly in the world to debate health care? What are they afraid of?
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says there's no way lawmakers can justify supporting debate on the bill.
Senators who support this bill, Madam President, have a lot of explaining to do. A lot of explaining to do.
Republicans warn President Obama's plan will severely undermine the quality of health care and drive the economy deeper into debt. The White House disputes that claim, saying the plan will provide coverage for millions more Americans without adding to the debt. The Senate's procedural vote is scheduled for tonight. A rocket struck a luxury hotel in the Afghan capital today. There were no immediate reports of deaths, but at least one person was injured. This was the second time since last month that the hotel was hit by a rocket. Iraq's parliament adjourned today after discussing ways to overcome a veto that threatens to delay the country's general elections, and it may affect the pace of withdrawal of American combat troops. NPR's Corey Flintoff has more from Baghdad.
Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi triggered the crisis when he vetoed a law that would have enabled elections to take place before the constitutionally mandated deadline at the end of January. Hashimi, a Sunni Arab, said the law didn't provide enough representation for Iraqis displaced by the war, most of whom are Sunnis. Lawmakers spent most of the day discussing a compromise, but they postponed a vote on the measure at least until tomorrow. Further delays could push the election back to mid-February, but that would leave the country with a government whose legal authority has expired. It could also put off the withdrawal of American combat troops set to begin 60 days after the election. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
An Italian prosecutor is seeking life in prison for American college student Amanda Knox and her Italian former boyfriend. Both are charged with sexual violence and murder in the 2007 death of a British woman. The defendants maintain they are innocent. This is a big day for Atlantis astronaut Randolph Breznik for a couple of reasons. Not only is he conducting the first spacewalk of his career outside the International Space Station, Breznik's about to become a dad. His wife, Rebecca, is due to give birth today to a girl. NASA says if the baby's born during the spacewalk, it may wait to tell Breznik so he can stay focused on the job. He and Michael Foreman are performing some chores at the orbiting outpost. Spacewalk lasts a few hours. This is NPR. A teenage boy has pleaded guilty to killing a U.S. Border Patrol agent east of San Diego in July. Amy Isaacson of member station KPBS in San Diego says other suspects in the killing are still at large.
17-year-old Christian Daniel Castro Alvarez says he killed Border Patrol agent Robert Rosas while trying to rob him. Authorities say Castro and others were after government property, but they won't say what that is. Castro and his cohort snuck across the border in a dark, rugged area. Rosas was patrolling alone that night. Castro and the others allegedly lured the agent from his vehicle. There was a struggle over Rosas' gun. He was shot in the head four times and died. Castro turned himself in to U.S. authorities about 3 weeks later. Richard Barlow with the Border Patrol read a statement outside San Diego Border Patrol headquarters in response to Castro's plea.
The Rosas murder investigation will continue to be a priority until all involved in the murder are brought to justice.
Castro faces life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
A former State Department official and his wife are facing jail time after admitting they spied for Cuba for 30 years. Walter Kendall Myers and his spouse Gwendolyn pleaded guilty yesterday to espionage charges. Kendall Myers, who's 72, agreed to spend the rest of his life in prison. His wife agreed to serve up to 7.5 years. A winter storm dropped about 2 feet of snow on the Sierra Nevada mountains this week. It wreaked havoc on all flight travel, road traffic. Thousands of homes lost electricity. But the fresh snow was certainly good news for skiers. Today is the first day of ski season in the region. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.